A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Judgment Day. Mm-hmm. People on Twitter, if you annoy us, we will ban you.
And on Twitch.
People on Twitch, because I'm booted off Twitter still.
Obsessed.
People of Twitch, if you annoy us, we... There.
Officer, would you allow me?
Please.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my solemn duty and indeed privilege to once again preside over these proceedings as we endeavour to preserve the vibe to which the late night alternative has striven to adhere over these past 5 months. As regular viewers no doubt will be aware, there really is really only one rule when it comes to the chat on this channel, a rule very simple, one would think, and yet one which has, oh dearie me, as the 12 cases before me tonight will demonstrate, a rule which some of our number find extremely difficult to apply and even harder to observe. The simple rule is, altogether now, don't
be
a dick.
Don't be a dick.
But what does this mean, Judge Boyle, I hear you ask? And as much as it pains me to accept that this is still a foggy concept in your mind.
Excuse me. Hello?
Am I allowed to
do
that?
No.
Okay.
A foggy concept in your mind. Essentially, we are talking about comments or attitudes that a reasonable person, again, which is a stretch for some people's imagination, would never dream of expressing in person. Now, unfortunately, officer, the loosey-goosey nature of this show would lead some people to feel emboldened to use some of their largely anonymous online personas to release some venom, some inclinations harboured in the shadowy recesses of what was once their souls. But put simply, being a dick is as follows. Being rude to a stranger, you're being a dick. Knowingly causing offence or stirring up trouble, you're being a dick. Jokes wherein the punchline focuses on a personal trait over which the target has no control, you are being a dick. We are, however, of course, human. Our mods are wonderful and yet human, and mistakes are sometimes made.
One of our mods is not wonderful.
And some of them aren't human. But this is why there is an appeals process which we are gathered to put into practice tonight. And so let us sort the sinners from the sinned against, the naive from the knobheads and the contrite from the gobshites. The court is now in session.
If anybody would like to call in to put the case for or again anybody that we are bringing up in the banned list, 0203-286-6370. If you just read a handful of the names. So these people might want to call in to defend themselves. Just read a handful of the names.
Quartz 4242 will be appearing before us this evening, as will Daz 217, Scrimpton 3, Dally Ho, James Fenn 01, Josh Louis 19, Adrian Bullen, All underscore V underscore Dead underscore Horses, 47 underscore K2, Top Ziri, Blair 37. Quite a selection there of rogues.
Now, some of the mods will go, hang on a minute. We looked at that list and there are a couple more people on there. Well, some people we ain't even dealing with. They're gone. And also, well, we've had some very lengthy emails and someone, I'm not going to say any names, but someone actually phoned up Richard Gregorian of Gregorian Emerson Family Law Solicitors, phoned them up and was on the phone for half an hour getting genuine legal advice and then sent me a stroppy email.
Someone, I'm afraid, has missed the point so spectacularly with this show that it's really not worth going into it.
Someone, I had to come on earlier on and block before we weren't even streaming. I just came on and blocked someone. That's what we are dealing with here. So, who's first?
First up, Quartz 4242. I had this mitigation.
I don't like him. Sounds like a PR1CK.
Well, let's see if he indeed is one of those.
I want to punch him.
7 days ago, we received the following mitigation. Now, remember that when you submit an unban request, you can put a little note in there to explain yourself, to apologise. Can you imagine? I would suggest that don't double down and be a double dick because you will definitely get banned.
See what got him banned.
Yes. So the mitigation in this case was, hello.
Zoom is full of spies.
And the reason this person got banned was they called us C-bombs.
Yes, and banned by Matty Stevo, one of our bravest mods. Very brave mod.
Yes. So, I'm afraid this is an open and shut case, isn't it, officer?
Okay, but well, did you do anything else leading up to...
Well, let's see.
They're just going to just thrown a random C-bomb in there.
Let's see what led to said bomb. Let's see. So, it's his fault. Jay, thank you. Made all our lives better. No adverts. What happened? These are all things that were sent within minutes of each other. What happens? Tell. Doesn't work if it's not 4 a.m. Work on your worldwide audience. LOL. Get Jay in. And the girl. LOL. Girl. Asterisk. Love her work, by the way. Jeremy Kyle. I look like in 47. I'm 50 plus pog.
No. See. If you click on your numbers, does it get rid of your numbers?
Where are the numbers? Yeah. Yes, I can do that.
That's better, isn't it?
I press the
got rid of the numbers. So are we finding guilty or innocent?
Oh, he's innocent. He's guilty as sin. Just send his denial and I will not be explaining my... Oh. Self.
Hang on a second. I need to... We're going to go silent for a second, guys. Bear with me, because I know that we need to add something. So, we're going to do this here. I forgot to do this. Bear with us.
I think he did it.
I think she did it.
I don't think the dead.
I know who did it.
Do you?
Who does?
Oh.
We forgot to play that the other day.
That's
so we
a missed
thought we'd
opportunity,
play it
isn't it?
There we go. Okay.
Okay, well, this charming character we have before us this time, ladies and gents, Daz217.
What is it with the numbers in the names? You're telling me there's 217, because there will just be a Daz.
There's a lot of Dazes.
217 Dazes before Daz.
Imagine all those Dazes gathered together under one roof, on Dazzy roof.
Imagine your name is Darren, right? Someone calls you Daz. You make a decision then, right? I'm going to accept that for the rest of my life.
I'm going to call myself that.
Or I'm going to stop it. And you just go, yeah, I'm Daz. Can I help you? Thank Daz. You, Bones, for the sub.
Daz. Daz217, he did go on rather a lot. But let's look at the night in question that led to the banning, the 9th of the 9th, 2020.
Yes.
First of all, gold he sent at 23:50. How's that possible? Times are all to cock here. Gold face.
Gold. Sort of gold.
A bemused face. You know that smiley that's got the sideways? It's like sideways, though. More like that. Gold. Either. I thought the other site was sponsoring you. Sounds reasonable. Does time matter?
So we only get one side of the conversation here. We don't know what was being discussed at that point.
This guy looks like Penn. No offence.
No offence. Okay,
also,
no offence.
Putting no offence at the end of something, to me... It sets off the dick alarms.
I don't have an alarm on my dick anymore because it was just getting set off too many times.
Good luck.
Why did they used to, coppers used to do this, didn't they? Used to put it down here.
To hold it on when they were running. Because, you know, you take your head back a bit when you're running, don't you, like that?
Yeah, you do, actually. Doesn't cost you, what do you mean, how much it costs to ring the number? It's just a normal phone number, ashtray.
Good luck. You're, spelt wrong, of course, looking a bit greyer over the last few weeks. Hey, it's not an issue. I just hope you're, spelt wrong again, well. 2132 is your viewer at Ashtray. 2136, we come to the offending comment.
This won't come off now, look. It's stuck.
Is that her name? Full stop. Catherine. I guess we all have our problems. Now, this coming from a gentleman called Daz217.
Daz.
I thought Daz might be short for Darren. It seems it's short for Dickhead.
Oh.
Guilty. Let's just seize mitigation. We forgot to look at that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Reading back, sounds rather unreasonable. Never meant to cause offence.
That's a shit. That's a terrible.
Sorry, you did.
By the way, you can call in for this or you can call in for anything. 0203 286 6370. 0203 286 6370. It's a normal number. If you've got minutes, it's part of your minutes. So you can give us a call anytime you want, guys. Anytime you want. Thank you, Ice Cream Gravity.
Scrimpton 3. Scrimpton 3. Scrimpton 3. Please see my message, he says in his little note. Not worth a ban. The caller was droning on at 1 mile per hour for 5 minutes with an anecdote about his sister.
Okay. Now, you read that comment because I can see it. This is just say he said this isn't worth being banned for.
Yeah. Okay. Well, he said it twice. Oh, no, he said it once. There we go. It was held because of for reason of profanity. And sometimes sometimes innocent things get trapped in that net, don't they?
Read it.
Okay.
Read it.
I'm not going to say the actual words.
Nope. I just picked my nose. Sorry, I did pick my nose.
He F his sister.
What do you reckon, James? Is that a bannable offence?
Probably, yeah. It ultimately lies with Catherine, though, doesn't it?
Absolutely, it does. And this.
Hang on a second,
gentlemen.
Let's investigate it a little bit more. Well, we'll come to the decision minute. James, how can we help you?
I just wanted to maybe get your advice on something, but just update you on what I've been up to today. I've had a sudden sort of wind of motivation for doing something different because I don't want to get another crabby warehouse job.
I'll put your arm down. This could be a long time, knowing James.
Oh, sorry.
Go on.
Yeah, so I've been looking at courses and I've studied at uni before, but I only did the first term and then I dropped out and then I went again. So I'm not sure about what student funding I've got available. I don't know if you know much about that.
Nope.
Give it a Google.
Google it.
Yeah, well,
I haven't got a clue.
They reckon you get 4 and I've got 2, so I don't know if I can use them 2. But what I did was...
They reckon you get 4 and you've got 2. I don't know what that means.
I've used 2 years.
Right.
So if I wanted to go back, I've only got 2 years funding. So I've written to my local MP and said, like, is there any way...
Why would you write to your local MP?
I don't know. I've been looking online to get some advice on careers or education, and I literally can't find anything. There's no sort of numbers to ring anyone or...
I'm confused. What are you looking for? Are you looking for someone to tell you what to study, or are you looking about getting money to study?
Both.
Right, so you don't even know what to study?
No, I do. I know roughly. I want to do sports nutrition or around health or something to do with sports. So.
Okay, well, my suggestion would be, first of all, the courses started in September, so it's going to be tricky, but a local college might have something starting in the new year, like a shorter kind of course. My suggestion would be to find what you want to do first.
I could come.
And then... Because different colleges and universities and local, they'll have different ways that you could possibly get funded.
Yeah, because I just want to study. I know I'm not sure exactly what the course I want to do, but I've got the sort of urge to get back into it and to learn. And they're just trying to find the avenues to do that. But it's really unclear where to find that funding.
Well, I would find the course first. And then you can, if you see a college that's got, check your local colleges first. Well, the only mistake I've made is doing one that's 2 hours away, but actually it works out for the best. But find the college, find what you want to study, and then you speak to the college because they will know. And you say, look, I'm this old and I've done this and I've done this. Is there any form of funding? I mean, there ain't much funding. And you don't get a grant anymore, if that's what you're thinking.
No, that's what I was thinking because... When I last studied, there was a lot of help to do it, and I ballsed it up, and I just want another chance. But
okay.
I don't know
how long ago was it that you'd like you
was
did
that
it?
When you were a teenager?
Hang on, how long ago was that?
2013.
Okay, so I'm sorry, I didn't mean to ask you. Well, I don't think much has changed since then. I think it was 10 years ago that
They're more likely to want to help a teenager out who can't support themselves than someone who's been in employment for a while. It's tricky.
Well, there might be some mature student. Mm. But you've got to find what you want to study first. Otherwise, it's a fool's errand going, can I get funding? What for? College course? What course? Oh, I don't know yet.
Well, didn't there used to be a place to go? It was like a purple building. What was it called? Like Connections, or there was something where they used to...
Have you Googled Connections?
No, that's what I said.
Thank you very much for your call, James. I found that call very frustrating.
Yeah.
Very frustrating.
Also, as a college, you know, if you're a bursar or you're in some sort of administration office, imagine having a conversation with someone who doesn't know what they want.
Yeah.
Why would you let them on your course?
Yeah. We missed this call, so I want to take this. Hello?
Oh, my gosh.
Hello?
Hello? Sorry, I rang the wrong number.
What? Well, no, you rang our number.
Hello? Oh, my God.
This is Ian and Catherine.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's all right then.
So did you ring the right number?
Yes, I did.
How may we help you?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I didn't expect to actually... get to speak to you.
Why did you dial? What did you think would happen if you dialed the number?
It was like a prank number.
Okay. So you were just test phoning it to see if it worked?
Yeah, because usually get this on. I've actually muted the stream.
That's for the best.
Yeah. Oh.
So you don't. This is like... so you're a fan of Twitch. You stumbled upon us and you saw a number and you thought, what?
Yeah, it can't be real.
Can't be real.
Mm. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's real.
Oh, my gosh.
It's real.
So, I don't know. What do people usually say when they ring up?
Well, they sometimes say what you're saying.
We get a lot of people who think it's not real.
Because this is quite an unusual thing for Twitch, isn't it?
It's unusual for us.
You can talk about whatever you want. What's your name?
It's Ashtray MCR.
Okay. And that's your name in the chat, or is that your given name?
No, that's my name in the chat. I'm a streamer, so that's my stream name.
What do you stream? What do you do?
I sew. And at the moment, doing Twitchness.
Oh.
So we're on day 4. Yeah.
Tell me more. So you've been. What do you sew?
I just get patterns off the internet, and I'm just challenging myself to do as many patterns as I can on stream at the moment.
That's awesome.
Me likey.
Yeah. So tell us what you worked on today.
What have I worked on today? I had a internet outage, so I wrapped my presents and added some more named baubles on my tree.
Beautiful.
People follow me because I'm not affiliate yet, and they get a name on the tree.
That sounds good.
How many? So you've got for each follower, you put a name on the tree.
In the month of December, yeah.
How many names on the tree have you got to put on?
I think I've got about 10 on there so far and 2 raids.
Okay. Right. Okay. Here's the thing though. Now you've got a problem.
Yeah, because if we tell people to go to your, you're gonna be dead busy.
I'm about to get everyone. Oh, I've just followed you. That's one for me, please.
Oh, hang on a minute. I'm in.
Yep. And also, I'm about to put the link into the chat.
Failed to post a tweet.
Oh, that's you. So you're going to suddenly have loads of people wanting...
Okay.
Are you up for that?
Yeah.
You're going to need
I've got my circle cutter right here. So all I need to do is go onto my dashboard.
Everybody, go and click on that link I have just posted. That is Ashtray MCR, who we are talking to now. Go and click on it. Click the follow. Let's go. You've got 149 followers. Let's see if we can get you up to 200 by 10 o'clock. How's about that?
Oh, that would be wonderful.
But can you... look at your keyboard. It glows and everything. Look. Look at that gentle hand operating that mouse.
Your workstation looks like a nightclub.
Thank you.
Okay. And well done for... Here's the thing. I like gamers. Oh!
217 followers already. Well done, you lot. That's brilliant.
You've got 214. It's just gone down. So someone's obviously unfollowed. They've seen what you do.
Don't unfollow.
Oh, it's gone down. It's gone down. I think it's a glitch. Well, it's hovering between 160 and 200. So everyone go and click follow. Here's the thing. I like gamers on Twitch a lot, but I really like people that are doing something a little bit different.
Yeah, I do.
So sewing on there, yes. Yeah. Yes.
I forgot to mention that you
sew swastikas. Unfollow. No, I'm joking.
No, I don't. I've been singing carols and singing Christmas stories as well.
Okay. So.
Well, it sounds like a cracking stream.
It looks like you've got over 230 followers now, but I can't quite tell because it could be a little bit glitchy, but I'm seeing 241. You just put on 100 followers.
Yeah, you've got quite a few more than you had, so you're going to be very busy.
All right, 236.
Go to work. Right. Go to work, Ashtray. Lovely to talk to you. Thank you for calling. That was good. We missed another call, Judge. Oh, the he f his sister. Did we decide?
Yeah, I don't think there's any debate around this one, is there?
It's in a problem. Oh 203 286 6370. You can call at any time. We have got Lacey from Rock of Love coming on at 10. Hello.
Hello. Is that him?
Yes. Who's that?
My name's Jake.
Hello, Jake. How may Catherine and I service you this evening?
Well, hello, Catherine, as well. Not to be rude.
That's right.
I was looking at some Big Boy update, if we could, please.
Big Boy update?
Well, an interesting turn of events today.
It's been some day. I was streaming the new Call of Duty today. First time I've been streaming games for ages. And I was sat there. I had to delete the stream because I said something in there. I said something in there which I didn't want in the public domain. So I've deleted the stream. But I'm sat there playing. And then I went, oh, my God, it's Big Boy. And Big Boy, who I had for 7 weeks, and I let him out 2 weeks ago and haven't seen him since, he was in the garden. So
amazing.
I went and opened the back door. He wouldn't come in. I put some food down. He wouldn't come in. And then I spent about 40 minutes, because I've got a back door. I've also got patio doors. So I opened the back door in the kitchen, and then I was waiting for him to go into the kitchen so I could go out through the patio doors and then shut the kitchen door. It took ages, but I did it. Big Boy is in the house tonight. He's a little bit, he's calmed down a bit. He was very frantic earlier on. George is bullying him a bit. And here's the thing, Jake. I've got to work out what is the best thing for Big Boy, right? I know the best thing for me is to keep him in the house and make him my project. But I don't know if it's the best thing for him to be doing that. So he's going to stay tonight and probably stay tomorrow night. He could be scared of the dog, says Robbo. You're right. And then we'll see. But he's been well fed today. I've tried to kind of let him have his own space, and he's been all around the house, and we will see what happens.
Amazing news. I'm really happy for you, mate.
Thank you, man. It is incredible news. I couldn't believe it when I saw him. Couldn't believe it. You know, he's a bit dirty. So I'm going to keep him in this weekend and feed him, and then we'll see.
Well, it's a tough choice to make whether to keep him or to let him back out. But yeah. I think you know that you'll do what's right for him anyway.
Thank you, man. Thank you for asking. I really appreciate that.
No, that's absolutely fine. Love the show. And keep up the good work, guys.
Have a lovely evening, sir. Who's next?
Well, this one looks familiar to me. Is it because we've already discussed it? Is this one of the people we're not even...
No, we can discuss this. You need to read the conversation before we go to the explanation.
Right, let's do that.
We have talked about this before, and I have read an email from this person on the stream. Don't say who banned, please.
All right, no problem. Okay, so I have this.
Thank you, Paul, and thank you, Clayton. And thank you, Andy, for gifting a sub to Ashtray Manchester. Thank you.
All right, here we go. It starts off this thusly. How many people listen to talk radio? Who is the biggest, and I mean biggest Bellends, who is famous?
That's Daniel Bedingfield is the answer to that question, if you need to know.
Where is Susan? Very entertaining. Susan was a weirdo, but entertaining weirdo. I love Rainbow George. I've been separated away on lockdown from my girlfriend for 2 months. It's very hard.
That's a joke.
I know. So did the show on Sunday not happen? Last time you laughed so hard you farted, your favourite job. How do I stop being a stoner?
Interesting. Okay, okay.
I'm on the bog watching you, but I promise I'm not doing a number four.
Okay.
Ian, do you remember the poppy guy from a few years
ago? Let's skip forward a bit, because we'll get to where the... He talks about David, who we fell out. But is someone I still have respect for and wish nothing but goodness to. It's kind of like, there we go.
Who was that? Right, okay, so there's quite a lot of that.
Okay, here we go.
Talking about Rainbow George and how much you miss him, etc. Who was the guy who used to call talk radio David? Anyone remember his name? He was hilarious and I got his willy stuck in a Hoover. Gosh, okay. That's a revelation. Yeah. Was it David?
And then Matty Steve said it was David, but we don't really talk about it here because they fell out.
Oh, no. Why? This is doing my head in.
And then I think Matty said something else.
He doesn't want to talk about it too much. Thanks for your answer, but why would you not say?
Then Pete said, listen, Pete, who's another mob, what's on the tapes? Listen, we got this. I think it's probably just best if we move on. I know this because I saw this conversation take place.
Wow, I was only asking, but no need to treat me like a child. Then he got banned.
Okay, he got banned. And if you remember early in the week, I read his email he sent me. He's a patron on my Patreon. And he said, I got banned by What's on the Tapes, who he overreacts and he gets on my nerves and I didn't do anything wrong.
Right. Here's the note that comes with this. Why would you ban me for asking a question and saying that I should not be spoken to as a child? I'm so upset that this open group for people has become such a dictatorship.
Pseudo-dictatorship.
Oh, right. It's not even a pseudo-dictatorship. It is a dictatorship. We decide what goes on. I've not been able to watch for a while, and I'm tier 3 on Patreon. Why are you allowing your loyal followers to be banned for no good reason? Honestly, surely the TLNA can't have become this.
And he sent me that message, and it was a conflict because he sent me the message accusing Pete of banning him, and I banned him.
Mm.
I banned him. And he's a nice, you know, but the Patreon and this are separate. And I thought, what am I going to do? So I think I would like to put this to the public vote.
I think so.
With the proviso that if he does come back, and I saw the conversation between the mods, it was respectful. It was respectful.
Yeah, and I don't want to undermine the mods either because they do a brilliant job. Obviously, they're not paid and they have to judge things on them, within context.
But I banned him. And also, I think if you're asked not to, it isn't free speech. If you're asked not to talk about something, Them don't.
Mostly because we don't want it turning into someone being slagged off.
No.
That's the reason. So that's why we're not going to go into it. We're not going to start talking about personal disputes because it's nobody else's business, really. These two know what went on and that's enough.
Dally Ho is the person. There's the poll. It's over to you. It's over to you. Should Dally Ho be banned or unbanned? Tier 3 patron. Well, you don't have the tiers aren't numbered in his patron, which is separate from this. It's separate from this. Gemma, Pete didn't ban him. Pete, and he was told twice before that, don't bring it up here. Why would you talk? If I knew, not you, because it would be slightly different. But if Mandy's one of our mods. If I knew that you had fallen out with a friend, right? And keep going in front of you. But why, though? But why? No. I don't want to talk about it. But why, though?
Mm.
So it's there. It's put it out there.
Here's...
It's always going to end up in tears. Thank you, Jason. You're the fifth person to make that joke.
Here is my instinct on this one.
Yeah.
He's never going to be happy with the way we're running things.
Gemma says, but he felt belittled by Pete. But I saw the conversation. Pete did nothing to call. Pete did nothing. I saw it. Pete, he may have felt belittled by Pete, but that came from him.
That's not on Pete.
That came from him. That was nothing that Pete did because I saw it. So it's over to you guys. We're handing it over. Should Dally Ho be unbanned? 58 say yes. 42 say no. While this is going on, seems a great time for... It's sponsor time. We're all feeling fine with the sponsor time. It's sponsor time.
Yeah.
So we do this show because we love it, but also because we love money, and we make such a big dollar off this show.
Huge.
We get we sucker some sponsors on. Gregorian Emerson Family Law Solicitors, who's buying TLNA merch for all of the mods.
And there was so much merch handed out this week, what with Hudo, etc. So thank you very much indeed to Richard Gregorian for funding that. He buys the T-shirts. Also, thank you, Richard Gregorian, for getting people out of unhappy relationships, because that is his day job.
It's his day job. He's a hitman. If you think your lover is a prick, he'll kill them.
No.
That's what
people
he
did. People don't know that.
People don't know about that.
He's a family law solicitor. He will not make any more drama out of something that's already quite dramatic for everyone concerned. What he wants to make sure is that once the divorce is over, you and your family can proceed with your new arrangements, but without any more remorse and friction than has already happened. So there we go.
Thank you, Richard. Poseidon Safety Management, the James Bonds. The Devon and Cornwall is a whole lot. You know why Cornwall's tier one? Because Nick, along with the Bonds and along with Zeus the dog,
they went and
humped a ghost. And the baby of that ghost was sacrificed.
Right.
And the blood of the ghost baby that they had made with all of their seed, like all of the seed was together with the ghost thing. And the blood of that baby ghost is the vaccine. And it's the Pfizer vaccine. It's not the AstraZeneca one.
How much of that ghost, though, is made of seed? Because I don't know if I want
the
that.
The ghost isn't made of seed.
Okay.
The baby ghost, obviously, there's a lot of, there's like a whole hodgepodge of seed. Ooh. There's a lot of seed in there. And that is where the vaccine comes from. Poseidon Safety Management begins with a P. So does Pfizer. It's all out there. Same number of letters. P-O-S-E-I-D-O-M. P-F-I-Z-R. Same number of letters. Poseidon Safety Management made the vaccine by shagging a ghost.
You're welcome.
Abicare. If you are getting tired of these guys and gals, if you're tired of these guys
knocking... They're sick of seeing you.
Hang on. I got this. This is going to be a good one.
All right, go on.
If you're sick and tired of these guys, you need to be over there.
I'm paying attention.
Come back here.
Like Matt Hancock with that woman.
If you're sick and tired of these guys knocking on the door and then being standing in front of these gals, these fun time gals, maybe you've got an issue with addiction problems. Maybe you've got some addiction problems. Maybe you got some addiction problems. Abicare.co.uk. Abicare.co.uk. Go and have a look. Addiction recovery clinic specialists. There's teams there that will help get you straight. So you might end up becoming one of these. I don't think they'll take. I don't know.
They probably would.
I don't know. They would take you.
Oh, God.
You'd have to study for years and stuff. So it's a little bit more complicated than that. But if you want to be a copper, get in touch with abicare.co.uk. That's not the thing. No. If you're sick and tired of taking drugs, then go and have a...
Mention this advert, they get 25% off, which is good.
Hey, you've got some great news. Look at JPU Records.
Oh, they very look so kindly good. You haven't even opened them.
Sent me... I'm not going to. Huh. I'm not even going to... I'm probably not going to play them.
I would really enjoy that.
CDs. Scandal. CDs. Christmas album. Right? Christmas album. I got given these because I was in the jungle.
I think one might be for me.
It doesn't say. I mean, it was addressed to me. It doesn't say on it there. So I tell you what I'm going to do.
Right? Yeah.
I tell you what I'm going to do.
Go on.
Pick one of, not the Scandal one. Right. This is serious now.
That one does look good though.
I'm having that. Pick one of the Christmas CDs. Right. Take that. Take it.
Yeah.
Right. How does it feel?
Feels good.
I'm going to give it away to a viewer. One of you is going to win that CD that Catherine has mentioned picked out at some point this evening. That's happening. And I'll send it to you. And if you want, I'll sign it. It's happening. Thank you, Catherine. I'll take that. Put that over here. This is the one. That's the one. So that's going to happen. There. Righty-o. Thank you to the sponsors. By the way, next week, Team 17, the video game people, 30 years of Team 17. We've got a code that gives you an extra. They're having a big sale.
Did they send one for me?
No. I got two codes there. They're having a big sale, but I think we've got a code that is going to give you another 17% off in the sale or something like that. It's nuts, right? They're with us next week. So thanking you. Right, Catherine, who's next? Enjoyed that. Fine.
What was the decision on Dally Ho, first of all?
Oh, it was the evil numbers. 52-48. 52% stay, 48% go.
Okay. With reservations, I will unban. But not because of the money.
Let's have another one, and then
doesn't matter what subscription you are.
No, no, that's irrelevant.
If you behave like a penis, you will be treated like
it's
one.
Irrelevant. It's the Patreon, and this are separate. Okay. We did ban the repetitive sister chap. Yes, we did. Yes. How much better is it not knowing how many people are watching?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. It's none of our business.
None of our business.
Well, I mean, it literally is our business, but no, it's none of our business.
None of our business.
I'm so sorry, says James Fenn 01.
Oh.
Which sounds to me like a... This is what's coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Smells like a flimsy excuse.
Thank you, IG Fallows. Thank you, Steve Bishop.
I'm so sorry. My 12-year-old brother was on my Twitch account last night and I was at my mum's, so I couldn't stop him. I am again sorry.
I don't like these someone was on my Twitch account.
Needs better
things.
Security
I'm getting
protocol.
Very hot here.
Especially if we're talking about a 12-year-old. Your responsibility is to protect their innocence.
Also, if they had a mobile phone, then he could just log in on his mobile phone.
Let's see. Okay. Well, if that happened last night, can you explain to me why for several days we've been getting yo, 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 hi?
Read that one. I'm from the 11th of the 11th.
You look better in the jungle than how Udo now.
Well, the letter U is standard abbreviation for the word you. So I'm not going to call him out on that.
Well, I'm calling him out. I mean, it's three letters. One
I've started doing U.
Well, don't.
You.
Please don't. Are you getting a haircut soon? This is the conversation, the chain of events that led to the banning. It seems like the same tone of voice from the previous messages to me. Are you getting a haircut soon? 3 question marks. Looks good.
Ban him.
Google Meet. The bin.
Ban him.
Funny face.
Ban him.
Succession of emoji things.
Ban him.
Nothing. Ban Ian him. Boyle and Catherine Lee. Catherine spelt wrong.
Ban
I'm
him.
Bored. I'm very bored.
Ban him.
Don't come to me, Sonny Jim, with your silly excuses. We know it was you and not your brother. Off your pop. Banned.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Okay, here we go. This is an interesting one. Now, I said when you send your mitigation that perhaps maybe you should take a penitent tone,
the
maybe
word
say
sorry.
Yeah.
The word sorry.
Damn you, mods are slow. Now, bearing in mind that Josh Louis 19 started his nonsense at 21:12 and was banned at 21:15, I don't consider that slow.
But it was spamming
the chat.
I watched Derry Girls, then spamming the chat.
Well, no. First of all, what the hell is this face like this?
Okay.
Then I watched Derry Girls. Then this face.
Oh,
loads
like,
of times.
It was like sleepy.
Then this.
Yeah, I banned him.
Then this.
Banned. I banned him.
Yeah, and he's staying banned.
Ban. Ban
here
it.
Here we go. Here we go. All right, this is someone who decided to heckle during Hudo. Now, Hudo, a little bit of fun. Some people didn't find it a little bit of fun.
Hang on. Oh, I see. I see what he's. I see. Yeah. Okay. This is a Mandy ban.
A Mandy ban. Now Mandy.
A Mandy
ban.
Mandy. A Mandy Bandy.
Mandy doesn't ban very often, but when she does, it's usually with a
Mandy Bandy.
I'm very sorry for the comments during the Hudo show. I was overexcited after saying she's hot about the cook. You don't get that in the bill after seeing the detective. I'm totally disgusted with myself over the undateables comment. I will, of course, abide by your ruling. I'm truly sorry to all those involved. Can I just add...
So close to being unbanned.
Hello, can I just add... Never so a good
close.
Idea.
So close to being unbanned.
Just add... Can I just add and can I just say... And no, probably best you don't. Can I just add that before the show, I discovered my wife of 13 years never wears sock. Thinks this shirt my brain in some way. Big fan, normally nice guy. Merry Christmas.
The comment was basically the hoodoo.
Yep.
Hoodoo.
Yep.
And it was the hoodoo. And we had
people dressed up.
People dressed up. Read the comment.
This is like an undateables reunion. Right. When I refer you to my opening comments tonight, I think it was like the third example of being a dick is making a joke where the punchline is about something personal about someone who can't change it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, this falls squarely into the dick category.
Yeah.
What do you reckon? I know where I'm feeling.
I don't like jokes. I don't like it. It's a joke about people looking disabled.
Different.
That's the joke, and I think that's a ban. The ban stands. We don't like any racism, homophobia, misogyny, or disablism. And it's making a joke saying these people. I don't know what the correct terminology
look like
is.
They have special needs. Is basically what
do we still
saying.
Do we still say that? I don't know what we say, but I know what you mean.
It's punching down, Raymond Groves. That's right. Also, the apology was a non-apology. It turned out it started out as an apology and ended up with making light of it.
I would suggest we let this person stay banned, but we let them walk off into the sunlight to try and earn a little bit of respect for themselves with this music playing. Let them be. Let them try and grow into the bigger man that I know. They can be.
Officer, you spend more time on the front line than I do. I'm willing on this occasion to allow that to happen.
Let's let. What's this guy's name?
Adrian Bullen.
Adrian Bullen. Whoa, stop the clock! Bullen?
Yeah, that's me.
What were you thinking?
What were you thinking, Bullen? My God, the last minute he's called in. What were you thinking, Bullen?
Well, I'm laughing, but it's that's just nerves. I don't really know. I don't know. It's just a bad call, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was just a bad call. And I do apologise. And that's not normally me. I just typed it and then pressed enter and I apologised.
Just like that. My heart has softened.
So over to you.
Unbanned, but I'm keeping an eye on you, Adrian Bullen. Be good.
No problem.
Well done, Bullen. You're a big man. Good man, I mean. Not bigger. You're a good man. Well done, Bullen. Thank you. Can make all the difference. What a legend. Hang on a minute. Then we need to celebrate that. We just played some
Bring
of the saddest.
From the cold. Bring
we just
back
played
in.
Some very, very sad music. So let's play some upbeat music. Hang on, here we go.
Round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
You got it.
Two Buffalo gals go around the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Oh. Three Buffalo gals go around the outside.
Okay, there we go. So that's that.
That'll do.
That'll do. That's the difference. What right. difference a day makes? What
See?
Difference a dame makes?
See, we are not without hearts.
No, we're not. What? I like that guy. I knew it.
This guy, though, appears
I
to be
it.
what can only be described as a tosser.
Okay.
All underscore the underscore dead underscore horses.
Mm.
Now, I remember this because it happened not very long ago. Is this live? I'm new to Twitch, long-time YouTube follow of Ian. Long-time listener, first-time Twitcher. How does a simple man subscribe? Okay, so this happened... Earlier this month.
Got Domino's cookies, actually, to have.
Then he's back on a different day. I'm new to this. Why did I just get told to do something to a toilet door? Why were they rude to me? I only heard the toilet door bit and Ian giving my number out. We didn't give
I know
out.
Who this was. Yes. That's why I loaded up this card.
Why were they rude to me? I thought I was in a lobby. You'll remember this as well.
You're starting to ring some bells, guys.
I really don't get this. What's this guy's problem? Called me a dick. Banned all the dead houses, horses. Now, the note that came with this apology was, is anti-Northern not a debate?
Guy that said, well, at least I'm not Northern.
Yeah. Again, using something about someone that they can't change as a punchline to a, I'm guessing, joke.
Can I press the button? First time we got to use the note of racism.
It's not really racism, but it is lazy discrimination. So off your pop sugar.
And he was a knob as well. That was the thing. He's just an unpleasant knob.
He reached for that because he was feeling defensive. So, you know, going from me having a northern accent, off your sod, mate.
Here's an interesting question. My show. Twitch Custard Pie says, Ian, was your Domino's cookies burnt on the bottom? Whenever I order them, they're burnt as hell. I haven't checked, but no, mine's an excellent franchise. When they deliver, they don't always deliver. Bye.
Okay, this is from another novel.
Have we got five left?
We've got three.
Okay, here we go.
Where is it?
I banned this. 47 underscore K2. 47, I would imagine, is the age. K2, the mountain. I would guess. 0203 286 6370 is the phone number if you want to give us a call.
You were shit in I'm a Celeb. Do some trials, mate. Okay, so he's with the I'm Celeb Bants.
Oh, okay.
How old is that? 3 years?
Very old.
And the zinger as he left was as follows. Must be on the decline being a celeb going on Twitch. Lol. Well, first of all, this person won't be there anymore.
Yeah.
But...
Hang on, Alistair.
We're the first people that Twitch has asked to come and work here. So not on the decline, actually earning more than I was.
You were earning
radio.
More than you were at the talk radio.
And we're doing all right. So thanks for your concern. How about you eat a pig's vagina?
I'm just being told that at the bottom of the cookies box, it gives you instructions on how to reheat them.
What the hell?
Why
would anyone read any instructions from them?
What the hell? Hello, Alistair. Hello.
Hey.
First of all, we've got the Catherine mug.
We can't see you, by the way.
Oh, can't you?
No.
Is that better?
Nope.
Yes.
Oh, no. He's merched up to the max.
Oh, look, he's keeping his syringes in it. Isn't that sweet?
Bomb syringes, though, aren't they?
We've got the Catherine mug.
You can buy these mugs from Catherine's Etsy shop. We'll do after we've spoken to Lacey, we'll have a little look.
Obviously, that is not me. That's a bee, but I done paint that.
Look at this cutesy guy there. Look at this guy. Hello there.
I was thinking, Catherine, that I would make tea and put some honey in it.
Well, that's an excellent... does that work? Okay.
What do you mean put honey in? Of course, people use honey instead of sugar.
Instead of sugar, yeah. Sounds like a good idea then. Yeah.
Because of the bee, that's the joke. There's a bee on...
Okay.
Love it.
Also,
that is a big syringe. I don't want to know what that's
for. Dr. Fumbles. He's still ruling my personality. I don't know why. But
it was a strong character.
Very powerful. Don't break the law with that character.
So just thanks for the T-shirt as well that you're sending me. I've emailed Scott. The other thing I was going to do
is
offer myself as duty solicitor for one of the cases.
These are all lost causes, Alistair. I don't think you can defend
anything.
Whoa,
you're supposed to be coming in unbiased. You can't call these as lost...
I've seen what the next one is.
Okay. Well, all right, Alistair, let's do it. Let's see what the next one is. Bearing in mind, we've got our guest in 10 minutes.
Okay.
So let's see what the next one is.
Left.
Let's see if Alistair can defend it. Okay, over.
Okay. Another chance, sir, smiley face, is the note. Okay. No mention of me, who's making the decision, but that's okay. Why are people encouraging him? Why are people encouraging him? WTF Sam. So I think talking to someone else who's on the stream.
Hang on a second. Listen, you can hear Big Boy. Hang on, listen. Shh. Big Boy!
He's over here. I think he's in here.
Oh, he's in the kitchen. He's in the kitchen.
Really?
Yep.
WTF Sam.
Yes.
Pooh, robot face. One of those frogs. David Baddiel, spelt wrong. Stop referring to yourself as a TV show.
You banned. You banned.
Yeah. Probably saw the frog. But also, I mean, just what is he on about?
Alistair, defend.
What was he? What is he referring to?
Don't know. What's going on?
Frogs.
Yeah, you know the frog. That frog.
Alistair. Was he on some sort of substance, do we think?
I don't know.
But
I obviously banned him for going on.
Right.
I think I'm banning him.
Yeah. Is he a regular or nope. Is he just sort of in and out sort of thing?
He's sent 6 messages total one night. All right, let's unban him. But my eyes are on him.
Well done, Alistair. You got him unbanned, mate.
Well, I didn't have to work very hard.
No,
I... Well, is it, they don't need solicitors.
To be honest, I couldn't remember why I'd banned him.
They don't need solicitors. Thank you, Alistair. These solicitors don't work very hard. A very compelling argument from Alistair there. Excellent.
Okay. Next and final one.
This is the last one.
This is working out beautifully because we're going to be finished.
I think I look cute.
Do you? Okay. Well, Blair, 1337.
So that means they...
There's a load of them.
...are over 700 years old.
This was another one banned by Mandy.
I remember all my life.
And in this particular case, I don't think there's any reason to overturn, but let's have a look. GTF, you prick. The first and only
that
thing.
Is get to F.
And the little note asking for our forgiveness. Celebrity, my ass, you cock.
My ass, you cock. Is that what he's asking for?
I think that's
my
it.
My children
yeah.
are like 6 feet away from me.
I think that's exactly what they're saying. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm going to miss that guy. Denied. Bye. Now, we do have a laugh on these occasions, but, you know, the sanctity of the chat is something we must preserve because we don't want to be overrun by dickheads.
No.
So,
We don't want any dickheads on the show. I just need to quickly go for a wee-wee.
Okay, excellent. So, I've got no remorse...
It's a bit tight because we're in this...
I've got no remorse in these circumstances with... coming down very hard on people. Very hard indeed. I will. I'll come down as heavy as I want. Are you all right there? You're still attached.
I'm not now.
No, you're not anymore. That chair is on wheels. It's like the beginning of Casualty round here. Okay.
Yeah.
You enjoy that wee. So I'm just going to send the deny decision. Denied. And that, my friends, is the end of the story. And it's unusual, isn't it, that in the course of the proceedings we haven't had any new ones. But I am heartened by that because maybe it means that people are learning. Thank you very much indeed for all your support in the chat. I'm just having a look now. I don't know why he took his helmet off to go to the loo, to be honest. I think it was a very strange decision, but one of many.
You have been listening to a Rabbit Hole production. Boing!
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.